You're listening to SBS News.
He is an apex predator, made famous alongside the late conservationist and television personality Steve Irwin in the 1990s.
As we get closer, we can see there's a croc in the net. It's him.
But the 4.5-metre crocodile, known as Old Faithful, holds a deep cultural significance for First Nations people. Alwyn Lyall, chairperson of the Ringiru, or Lakefield, Aboriginal Corporation, says Old Faithful is like a family member to the community.
Old Faithful is a totemic animal for the Kookawarra Aboriginal people. Some family members have very strong and cultural connections to Old Faithful himself.
But the animal is now a long way from home. Wildlife officers removed him from the Normanby River in Ringiru National Park last month after reports that visitors were using food to lure him from the water to take photos. Since then, he has been living in a Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service facility in Cairns. He has now been moved again to a new home at the Australia Zoo on the Sunshine Coast, owned by the Irwin family, nearly 2,000 kilometres from his natural habitat. The Queensland Environment Department has said in a statement that it was determined that was the best suited facility for Old Faithful, given his size and significance. The zoo has released a social media video with Croc team member Toby explaining the crocodile's transfer.
We would have loved to hear that Old Faithful, and we were hopeful that Old Faithful could have been released back into his natural habitat in Ringiru National Park. Once we heard that he was unreleasable, we jumped in to offer to give him a home because we know that we can give him the best of the best for the rest of his life and to avoid him going to a crocodile farm.
Alwyn Lyall says that video was the first he heard about Old Faithful's move, and traditional owners were not consulted about the decision. He's calling for the crocodile to be returned to its natural habitat.
What they should do is bring it back home. I'm waiting for that Australian zoo to contact me because, you know, they need to hear it from us. What they're doing is not right. And, you know, we don't want our crocodile down there. He shouldn't have went down there in the first place. And he should be brought back home here.
Amanda French is the co-founder of Community Representation of Crocodiles, or CROC, Queensland. She also says Old Faithful should have been moved to a facility on country if he could not be returned to the wild.
Yeah, I think it's concerning when, you know, proper consultation hasn't occurred, especially when you've got an icon crocodile and there is an icon crocodile process that needs to be undertaken where traditional owners are supposed to be engaged on where a crocodile goes beyond removal.
The group has requested a statement of reasons from the government regarding Old Faithful's relocation.
So what we would really like to see is the Queensland government cracking down on this reckless behaviour and fining people and ensuring that a crocodile removal is always a last resort and that there's other mitigation strategies that can be carried out, such as fining people for illegally feeding crocodiles before such a drastic measure is undertaken and we remove a threatened species from a protected area.
Edwina Guinan, SBS News.